We are continuing today in Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Zayin, the 7th chapter. Today is Thursday, the 2nd of Cheshvan, October 27th. And the Ramchal writes as follows. Remember again, in yesterday's shiur, we spoke about what we'll call pre-actional zrizos, right? Which essentially means the midah of zrizos, which encourages me to take advantage of my life opportunities. Now we're talking about the second level of zrizos, and that is meaning what we'll call we'll call it either post-actional, but it's not really post-actional. We'll call it really actional zrizos. What's actional zrizos? Shekeben she'achaz ha'mitzah yimar la'ashlimosa. Once you started something, be very quick to finish it up. V'lo l'hakel me'alav, k'misha mis'ave la'ashlich alav maso, ela mi'ir oso pen lo yiska ligmar osa. Now, the truth is, Ramchal says sometimes when people rush to finish something up, the reason they're rushing is because they don't really want to have to do the thing that they're doing, so they're rushing through it in order to kind of just cast off the yoke and be done. Ramchal says, that's not what I mean. I mean, but when you start something, there should be an urgency and a rush to complete it, lest some other distraction or something else come along which prevent me from fulfilling my life tasks and aspirations. So a very strong statement here. Ramchal quotes in the Medrash Rabbah, anyone who begins a mitzvah and does not finish it, buries his wife and children. So the truth is, this is a dramatic statement. So there are many different explanations of this particular statement. First of all, it need not necessarily be understood literally from Chazal, but the idea being, I saw one perush about this particular idea, that just like one's wife and one's child provides them with completion, right? As we know, we just read it in Bereishis, Lo tov ayosa adam levado, it's not good for a person to be alone. So marriage gives a person a sense of shlemus. So too, again, having children also goes ahead and provides a person with a sense of shlemus, a sense of completion. So a person who does not complete his spiritual endeavor, so to speak, loses out the rest of shlemus in life as well. I think that perhaps another explanation of it is as follows, that one of the most important things in preserving, and I should say creating and preserving meaningful life relationships is the ability to follow through. The ability to start something and follow through. A person tells his wife, I'm going to do something. And okay, so all of us fall short of the mark sometimes. But a person promises his spouse he's going to do something and then doesn't follow through. There's a lack of trust. A parent promises a child, I'm going to do something and doesn't follow through. There's a lack of trust. So it could very well be what the Gemara is saying is like this. That kol ha'maaseh b'mitzvah eino gomer osa. Whoever begins things, begins a mitzvah, begins spiritual activity and doesn't finish it. So in other words, I lack follow through. Kover ishtu banav, which essentially means I bury the relationships. I destroy the relationships. Because if I don't know how to carry through, I don't know how to follow through, I don't know how to make good on something that I start, it's going to be virtually impossible for me to maintain any level of meaningful life relationship. Va'amru Chazal said, Ein ha-mitzvah nikreis ela ashim gomra. Who gets credit for the mitzvah? Not the person who starts it, but the person who finishes it. Va'amru Shlomo HaMelech alav Hashem, Shlomo HaMelech said, Chazisa ishma here be malachtu lifnei malachim isyatsev, bal isyatsev lifnei chashukim. So again, Shlomo HaMelech writes over here, I saw a man who was alacritous, who had zrizos, right, who was mar, who was quick in the work in which he performed before the kings. V'chacham zichron lebracha yachsu lo hashev hachazeh, ashamir b'melechas binyan abayis, v'lonis atzel ba'al la'acher osan. And Chazal actually understand that particular pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech, was referring to himself, that when he was given the opportunity to go ahead and build the Beis Hamikdash, he seized the opportunity. He did not delay. He goes on, he says, V'chein darshu al Moshe alav ha-shalom al shimir melechas ha-mishkan. Chazal also heaped the same praise upon Moshe Rabbeinu, that when given the opportunity to build the Mishkan, Moshe seized it. He jumped on it and acted quickly. So again, in this second level of zrizos, what Ramchal is describing over here, what we'll call actional zrizos, once you started something, you see, the first step of zrizos is when the opportunity comes your way, grab it and do it. That's fantastic. The problem is, so many things we start and we don't end up finishing. The second part of zrizos says, after you've started it, now finish it. Do not allow for any delay. Whatever you start, finish it up and finish it up quickly. And then Ramchal says, you'll find this pattern of behavior amongst all of the tzaddikim. Avraham ksiv bo vayimara Avraham ola sara vayomer amari. So again, in Parshas Vayir, when the Malachim, the angels, come to visit Avraham Avinu, so he rushes into the tent and he tells Sarah, quickly, quickly prepare food for our guests. So Avram's running, he's telling Sarah to act quickly. Vayiten al anar vayimar, he gives ultimately the cow to Yishmael to shecht quickly. Rivka vatamar vataad kadal ashokis. Rivka imenu. When in Parshas Chayisara, when Eliezer comes and asks her for a drink from the jug, she quickly removed the jug from her shoulder. She quickly removed the jug. She filled it up from the trough and she gave the drink. V'chin amru b'medrash v'atemar isha v'atarza tegele isha melamed shekol ma'asim shel tzadikim b'mihirus asher lo yitnu hefzik zman she'lo el haschalas ha-mitzvah v'lo ha-hashlamah. So a really incredible idea that the actions of tzadikim are done with haste. Why are they done with haste? Because the tzaddikim understand that when you start something, there's an existential danger of something interfering, some other obstacle popping up. So if something has to get it done quickly, lest anything interfere with the process. V'tira, sha'adam asher tilat nafsho ba'avalas baro, v'adai shlo yisatzal ba'asiyas mitzvasov, elo tiyat tnu aso kitnu asa ish ha-mihira. So a very beautiful idea that Ramchal ends off and he says, and you will see that a person whose heart is on fire, is passionate about the service of Hashem, he will not be lazy in the performance of his mitzvos. Rather, his movements will be like the movements of a flickering flame. He will not rest, he will not be quiet until he finishes the things that he has to finish. So a really incredible, incredible idea. It's important, step one in Zrizos, to seize the opportunities when they come your way. And step number two, once you started, finish it up quickly. Because the longer you delay, the longer you tarry, the more there is the possibility, the danger of some type of obstacle impeding your road to completion. We will stop over here for today, wishing everyone a wonderful day.